Buzzcast, Buzzcast. Buzzcast, Buzzcast.
Hi there, and welcome to Buzzcast number 15, leading up to PDC 05. I'm your host, Michael Lehman, and today we've got Jennifer Ritzinger and Angela Mills talking about the Women in Technology lunch session happening next week at PDC. So, Jennifer, what is the Women in Technology session all about?
Hi, my name is Jennifer Ritzinger, and I work at Microsoft. I'm in the Developer and Platform Evangelism Group, and I'm here today with Angela Mills, and we are going to talk about the Women in Technology panel that we are having at the PDC on Tuesday, September 13th. It's at 11:45 a.m. in room 402AB, and I want to talk a little bit today about, give you a teaser and sneak peek about what that panel is going to be about. So, Angela, I'll ask you first of all, please introduce yourself and tell us what you do at Microsoft.
Hi, so as Jennifer said, I'm Angela Mills. I'm the Group Program Manager on the Windows Communications Foundation, previously known as Indigo.
And what do you do exactly?
Oh, that's a great question. So my job is to run the program management team for all of the enterprise services in Indigo. I spend a lot of time talking to customers, understanding their requirements, and then working with my team to really define the feature set for the next generation product, so in this case, Indigo. And then my team drives a lot of just the process of how we ship software. So we'll be going through and looking at bugs and writing specs and generally driving the team. So these days my job is probably more management than it is technical.
But you have a technical background, right?
Oh, yeah. I've been at Microsoft now for, about 9 years. And before that, I spent about 7 or 8 years working largely for the big enterprise customers and consulting firms designing some fairly big pieces of software, big banking systems, that kind of thing.
So you're a recovering hardcore geek.
I'm probably still a geek at heart. I got a few firm projects going on at home at the moment.
And so, being technical and being in the product group as you are you, would you say that you are a minority as a female?
I mean, in terms of numbers, yeah. And I mean, I guess anyone that's been through engineering school knows that, I mean, I probably am the only woman quite a lot of times in meetings and things. But, you know, I really don't think about it in that way. You know, I'm here because I can do the job as well as my colleagues, and they happen to be guys and I happen not to be.
And you've been very successful. It sounds like it hasn't held you back in any way. How can other people who do feel like they think differently, or they behave differently, or they perform differently because they're surrounded by a lot of men, how do they overcome things like that?
I mean, one of the most important things is to not get hung up on it. I mean, I talk to a lot of women, and I mentor a lot of women, and a lot of times they think, oh, I'll go into a room and I'll be the only woman there. You know what, get over it, because that unfortunately is the nature of IT and most software companies today. You really have to be thinking all the time about what are your unique skills and what are the things that you bring to the table. You walk into every meeting, every interaction, knowing that you've earned the right to be there. And when you build that kind of confidence in yourself and you start to project that type of confidence, I mean, people really will see the strength in you that you bring to the table.
And what? Tell me, can you give us a sneak peek? You probably tell us more at the panel itself, but tell us, was there an experience in your life or a certain turning point that you had where this really became crystal clear to you?
That in terms of,
like, get over it. It doesn't matter. We all have something to add. You know, we all are valuable in our own unique way. Let's move on.
I don't know. I guess for me, I've always kind of been like that. I did have an experience actually a few years ago, and I was on a plane and got sat next to an African-American woman who turned out to be a senior vice president at McDonald's Corporation. And we got talking, it turned out she had a very similar outlook to a lot of this that I did. And she had what to me was just a really good piece of advice. It's something I've thought about and used a lot since then. But there isn't a fine line between confidence and arrogance. Arrogance is people that walk into a room believing that they're better than everyone else. And confidence is a person that walks into a room believing that they have a right to be there. And for me, I mean, just thinking myself, I mean, even as someone who's been, you know, very successful, a thing that I really became aware of after that is just, you know, how much, you know, my body language, the way I present myself, especially as a woman, it really does influence how people perceive me and how people will react to me. So I think that really just helped me clarify myself, you know, how other people might perceive me. And I use that every day.
That's great. So you've participated in these panels before, right?
Mm-hmm.
So for someone out there listening who's thinking about coming, especially any of the men out there in the audience, why should they come to this panel on the 13th?
I think an awful lot of the time, you know, I hear people talking about women's issues and women in technology. And an awful lot of the time, these really aren't issues that are unique to women. I mean, a lot of the things that come up in these panel discussions are questions that I think about: how do I advance my career? You know, what are the things that I need to do to really, you know, realize my full potential within IT? You're getting advice from a perspective from a group of people who have been incredibly successful in various aspects of the IT industry. And it really doesn't matter who you are. You're going to benefit from you know, just their hearing about their experiences. It's a really good networking opportunity as well. I've actually been fortunate to participate in this at one of our other conferences for the last few years. And it's at a point now where, you know, we go to this event, there are a few hundred women in the audience, or people in the audience, and they've really started to build a community amongst themselves. So it's a great way for you just to get to meet some other people who are maybe facing similar challenges to you, trying to develop their careers within IT.
Fabulous. So this, folks out there listening, this is just a sneak peek of what you're going to hear on Tuesday, September 13th. At the PDC, again, we're in room 402AB from 11:45 a.m. to 1 p.m. That is during the lunch hour, and we will be serving lunch in the room. Along with Angela, we're going to have Ann Thomas-Maines, who is an analyst at the Burton Group, on the panel. Dee Dee Walsh, who's a director in the Windows Vista Group at Microsoft, join us. Kate Gregory, who is a consultant in Toronto. Michelle LaRue Bustamante, who is a consultant in San Diego. And Shoshana Buzanowski, who is in the Visual Studio Tools for Office group at Microsoft. And so the whole panel is going to be led by Esther Schindler, who is a editor at Sif Davis. And so it should be a fabulous opportunity. It is called Women in Technology Dream Code Run, and it is open to everyone, men and women alike. Come hear more from fabulous, successful IT hardcore geeks like Angela Mills. Thanks, everybody.
And thank you, Jennifer and Angela, and we'll see you in Los Angeles at the Women in Technology session.